Hello and welcome to Never a Straight Answer Extra, the midweek podcast we put out midweek because we're just generally quite nice like that, and we've got shit tons of extra news to cover that we didn't get through in the main episode. Pretty cool the main episode this week. I was really really down with the old ghost stories.
And, yeah,
you know, generally
definitely fucking old
haunted underground.
There's loads of old ghosts, definitely.
Ghosts generally are old. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You never see a young one.
You know,
well, you might do. But, you know, how long ago did they die? Do you have to
actually,
do you have to take that into account when you're aging a ghost?
Well, no.
I don't know.
As I believe it, quite a few people generally see after the death, or literally just after the death. Well, they're, you know, different places.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm your host Gaz, and joined in the studio as always.
We've got a skunk.
Smoking the skunk, yeah. By the sounds of it. It's Mr. Taylor. How you doing, bro? How's your midweek treating you?
Yeah, same as the rest of it. Normal.
I'm feeling a lot better. I was teaching yesterday and Tuesday, doing bit of photography.
And I'm starting to feel a bit more rougher.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
Don't die on me, mate.
No.
Overall, I don't want to be doing like
I'll eat my pension age. See, haunted
Taylor stories. It's like we used to do a podcast here in this old building, and
I
now
think I'd be pretty good.
And now he haunts it with his. All you can hear is fish fingers and stupid other comments.
I don't know where would you.
You're not stupid.
Where would you haunt if you?
If
could
I
haunt?
Could haunt anywhere
or anyone
or anyone. It would be... No, I was going to say something stupid like my ex. No, I'm only joking. I don't know. I'd like to haunt somewhere that I'd get a bit out of it. So, say, like a theatre or, do you know, like a concert hall or something where, like, you know, you get the benefit of being... You can second
scary.
A show. No, you just get to enjoy the shows being put on and, you know, music being made. Funny. And, you know...
Well, have to shut it down.
I wouldn't haunt somewhere, like, you know, in a
Buckingham Palace,
mate. A pissed off state and be like, fucking go, I'm a ghost and pissed off. I'd be like, oh, well, this is an opportunity for me to go wherever I want or, you know, reside wherever I want.
Yeah.
So if it's a, you know, the West End and I want to catch a show, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking go there and haunt there. Do you know what I mean?
I'm staying in the palace. He ain't going to knock that fucker down for years.
Would you consider, right? I mean, there's always sightings of ghosts, and they say, "Oh, it was here where they died, or it was here where they had an history."
Yeah.
So they always haunt this place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does it have to? I mean, do you think that ghosts are tied to a certain area where they died, or what? Like you say, what does have a history?
Well,
or do you think that a ghost could go wherever they want? Really?
Is there any sort of tie to a certain area, like?
Because I've heard of spirits following people when they've moved house, and they've said, "Oh, the ghost came with us."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, famous films over them as well.
Oh, yeah, a couple. Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Good one.
What's it called?
That's the one.
Exorcist,
no, Poltergeist. I think Poltergeist was one of them. I'm not too sure. Second one.
Yeah, there was a little truth to it or something. I know there was something going on with that.
Well, there you go. I think hauntings and stuff's a really interesting sort of topic to cover anyway.
Yeah.
But
it's always going to be there, it seems, anyway. Or we're all going by it.
Yeah, we had a bit of an argument. Not an argument, but a bit of a conversation last week after the show. We'd finished recording. And
last week?
Well, yeah, this week.
Yeah.
And it was just a quick conversation about N64 games for some reason.
Yeah.
And we got into this little, what was the best N64 game?
Yeah, and I said GoldenEye.
No, you didn't say GoldenEye.
I said GoldenEye.
Super Mario. I said it was fucking GoldenEye.
Hold on, let's get this right. I actually said Super Mario 2.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a big response. It was GoldenEye.
And I switched my mind, I believe.
Good man.
Was right.
Yeah, everybody believes
it's
right.
Only because you played it in front of me.
Oh, it's a quality game.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, it was.
Oh, yeah, for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. If you don't agree with me, then go fuck yourselves out. Okay. Get on Twitter.
Naughty boy, saying the F word on there.
Watch fish. Go on Twitter and tell me I'm wrong. I don't know.
Feck. It's called Feck.
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 So anyway, it's an extra. It's a short one.
Yeah.
We've got some news stories. I've got a few funny stories here. And a couple of interesting ones. You know, time travel's a big thing for me. I'm big into time travel.
Yeah.
I think this week's episode coming up
is
a big time travel episode. So fucking something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's a topic that we should have covered ages ago, but I've been saving it.
Yeah.
I want to do some proper research on this.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting one, which could be debated quite a lot. So
it could.
Keep an eye out for that. That's episode 70, which is coming up this week, next week. Yeah, the next one available, big episode. You'll notice it. We'll make a big song
Monday.
And dance about it.
Yeah.
But there's a scientist here who's trying to travel back in time. He's basically trying to do it. He's basically the past is being has been said a foreign country and sometimes another country. We yearn to visit. We can't, of course, travel backwards in time. It's been theoretically theorized that we could travel forward. But this guy's trying to do it. He's basically...
How the fuck? Because you need to have the machine to go back to it to actually time travel.
Well, this guy, he's basically called Ron Mallet. He's an astrophysicist. And he's decided, he's basically putting, dedicated much of his adult life into the notion that time travel is possible. And he's come up with a scientific equations and principles upon which he says his time machine could be created. So whilst acknowledging that his theories and designs are likely to allow time travel in his lifetime, for years he's been working on, trying to get this off the ground and see it before he kind of fucking snuffs it. Mallet was age 10 when his father died suddenly from a heart attack, and an event says that the scientist says has changed the track of his life forever.
Right.
So for him, the sun rose and set on him, and he was just basically, one of those things that he wishes he could go back and visit his father.
His dad
was a TV repairman and installed his son's...
So that's why he's ultimately doing it?
Yeah, of course. I think that's what he is doing it. He wants to,
I think someone's had the sherry a bit too much at Christmas.
Well, he's got a reason why he wants to go back, and he's dedicated his whole life to it. But he says he's patented...
Time machine,
he's basically built a time... He's invented a time machine, and in principle, he says it'll work. So... we'll see what happens. This is on CNN, so check it out. The article's pretty interesting. Talking about time travel, though, got another story here about H.G. Wells. In fact, this guy actually says, he had a lot of inspiration from H.G. Wells.
Yeah.
But H.G. Wells now is going to be hitting... It's going to be turned into a stage play... in London's Library, marking its 125th year since publication of the Time Machine novel. So that's pretty interesting.
I would have thought it would have been on stage ages ago.
It probably was, but, I think the film's a great film, and with the Morlocks.
Which
and
one?
The Time Machine, H.G. Wells.
Yeah, but which one?
There's been so many different adaptations. Yeah. I think one of the original ones that I liked was one of the first ones I saw was the 70s version, where it was like the Morlocks were, what were the other species called? Because they basically split into two species.
Yeah.
You had the Morlocks, which were the sort of
underground
beasts.
Yeah.
And then you had the really pretty people.
Yeah, weren't they on top?
Yeah. So, it was a really good film. But I think, obviously, I like the concept of... And I love the visuals of the time machine. So, he's basically... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He starts it up, and then literally the whole decay of his property he's building.
Yeah.
How he kind of travels. And then the reverse, is just as kind of like visually... pleasing to watch, where it's like he just starts traveling back to his own time, and then the building starts appearing around him, and deforestation and all that sort of stuff. It's really cool. And especially, was there a James Franco version, a recent version? Was it James Franco or was it somebody totally different? I don't remember really giving it much time, even though I have seen it.
I think the black and white, I'd say near enough original, or maybe even the second one that was ever made. I can't remember fucking actor to save my life at the minute. Who's him who did Jurassic Park?
Who do you...
Guy with a beard, white.
Oh, McKellen. Attenborough.
Attenborough, yeah.
Richard Attenborough. David Attenborough. Yeah. One of them. One of the Attenboroughs.
Yeah, one of the Attenboroughs, I think, was involved
well,
in the film. Main actor.
Basically, the library that was founded in 1841 is to invite visitors to travel through time alongside the writer who created the first making time machine a thing, the author H.G. Wells. Wells created the time machine as well as War of the Worlds, The Invisible Man, and the library member for more than 50 years. Basically,
well, it?
Bram Stoker, author of Dracula and Sherlock Holmes, creator Arthur Conan Doyle were also regulars, as was Charles Dickens, George Eliot, and William Makepeace. Makepeace Thackeray, I think. So basically, this library is basically putting the play on.
Yeah,
I think. But obviously, H.G. Wells was a kind of a visitor of that library, so it's quite apt.
Right.
They're gonna do it there. I think that's quite interesting. I like that. I mean, I like the fact that they're doing that. I would love to see how they're gonna do that. You know,
I've already imagined how they're going to do it. They're going to be the machine in the middle, the background changes, and then every now and again when he stops, something comes out, blah, blah, you know, dinosaurs, right, we've got a couple of dinosaur legs here hanging out the side, and then, oh, we're going to go somewhere else.
It's a projection.
I think more like the background is going to be the view of where they're going to end up.
Well, if you want to get tickets to that, it's being held at the London Library. And like I say, it marks the 125th year since the publication of H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Pretty cool. If you're in London and you like a bit of theatre, check it out.
I haven't been to theatre for years, man.
You've got a big story you want to talk about. Do you want to do the little ones and we'll finish up on the big one?
Yeah, man.
All right, no worries. I've got this story about 1,700 bats invade a tiny flat and start mating.
What the fuck?
Imagine that. This is it. No, well, does there have to be anything in there? It might have just thought,
How have they got in there? If they've gone through the window, there's something that's sense then to go there and another sense to go, get in there, there's a fucking orgy going on, quick, before finish.
Having a mouse in the house is bad enough, but when one family had to basically contend with something even far fucking spookier, they found their flat had been invaded by over 1,700 bats who chose the high-rise building to become their love nest.
Fucking hell, is that it? Because it was in a high-rise. My days.
So the bats wanted somewhere warm and cosy to mate, and as well as hibernate for the winter season. They found their way into an enclosed balcony and settled down. So they didn't invade the flat as such.
So they invaded the balcony.
Which included a cupboard, drawers, and stacks of vegetables.
You can sell tickets, get people having a look.
Ooh, the photo, though. I mean, if you saw the photo, it is pretty.
Whoa!
It's pretty intense the amount of bats and guano.
That's a moneymaker there.
Yeah, the guano.
But are you going to clean it? Oh, mind you, you are. Aren't
so, they basically hundreds of the creatures crawling over each other, many of them young, and the tower block. Basically, this was all happening in the Ukraine. So, bat scientist, Dr. Audrey Tessa Bashta, who was called to deal with them, said that they were engaged in a bit of the bat do at this time was mating.
You know where he went wrong? Should have called Batman. Batman would have sorted it out.
Well, it is their mating season. Batman probably could have sorted it.
He did a love nest.
He said the owners... placed an urgent call to remove all the bats. We contacted them, and they were removed. There was about 1,700 animals in all.
Fucking hell, that's a lot in one.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, but it was.
About 80% of them were young, judging by their teeth. Now, obviously, this guy knows his bats.
Yeah, he knows
He knows his bats when he's looking at him. He goes like, "Yeah, that one's a youngster. Check the teeth." So, there you go. So, if you're living in a high rise and you know you hear a bit of squeaking, just check your balcony. You might have someone wanted visitors. Now, last story before. Have you got any little stories, or do you want me to? No problem. We've got one last story, and this is obviously it's getting colder now. Winter months are creeping in. Unless you're living in places like Australia, where it's fucking ridiculously hot,
or on the equator,
it's getting cold. Right, you can feel the temperature dropping.
Yeah,
it's weird though because it was like quite warm today, but
They keep saying that it's going up. The weather's fucking funny now, you know what I mean?
It is, isn't it?
You can never tell what the next day is going to be like. I mean, the forecast can only do 4 days, but they predict like the next fucking 4 months, but most of the time, I suppose they're wrong.
Well, one complaint that's always kind of comes up most years is gritters. Gritters, there's not enough of them.
They're
out there. They hit the roads when it gets icy and they start gritting all the roads.
Good people.
But there's not enough of them out there. There's not enough of them, you know, getting the work done, which means there's potentially more accidents and all the rest of it.
That's because Westminster's taking the money from the council, so they can't go and buy anymore.
Well, they've actually been given some money to go and buy some. Then there's been a whole fleet of new gritters.
Nice.
That are coming in and hitting the streets of Manchester.
That's because I think Seven Areas got $25 million apiece.
Well, the government or the council have asked the public to choose some names for the gritters, and they've come up with some pretty special names.
Gritterfun.
You've got names such as Basil Salty.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Grit Ashley.
Oh, I think everyone knows that one.
And Snowby Gone Kenobi.
Oh, no.
And they've even had an endorsement from Mr. Noel Gallagher.
Oh.
Because he's got one named after Mancunian Oasis star Noel Gallagher has had a gritter named after him. It's called Snow Gallagher. There's also... Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg?
Yeah.
Oh.
Amongst other pun-filled names chosen by the new fleet of 8 salt spreaders in Manchester, the council have asked for suggestions on Twitter and received more than 2,000. So basically the catchiest 24 were then put to a public vote and the final series went to a poll. They're the names. Greta Thunberg and Snow Gallagher will be hitting the streets of Manchester doing a bit of gritting this year. Other winners named include, like I said, Basil Salter, Grit Astley.
That's not too, bad.
Spready Flintoff. Spready Mercury, Snowby Gone Kenobi, and Slush Away.
Slush Away. No, that ain't too bad. Slush Away, I suppose.
So, yeah. The names are on a play on TV comedian Basil Fawlty, Rick Astley, the English cricket captain Andrew Freddie Flintoff, Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, Star Wars character Obi-Wan Kenobi, RuPaul's Drag Race star catchphrase Shaway Away.
Shaway? What the fuck's Shaway Away?
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Well, there you go. Just means that there'll be less accidents over the winter months. They cost about $960,000. Invested into it. So good on them.
Makes
a change when you find that actually we're getting some good sort of
public
services exactly
coming
yeah.
back. We need that public service.
I'll be buzzing when I see Snow Gallagher rolling down the road.
Protecting that grit.
Spreading that grit. So, yeah. Well, there you go. There's some stories for you. What have you got to talk about, Captain?
When I fucking heard this, I thought it was diabolical, mate. Diabolical.
Fucking diabolical.
Yeah.
What we're talking
it's
about.
It's all to do with a massive big company in the USA. California.
A big company? What sort of company?
They're called... Pacific Gas and Electric.
What? So they're an electric company?
Yeah, PG&E. Basically, no. We're gonna turn it on. We're gonna bring in the power. We're gonna light up the dark of night like the brightest day in a whole new way.
In a whole new way.
And they did do that.
What, they didn't bring you the power?
No, they brought the power and what? They made it differently.
With the electric company. Right, go on, sorry about that, bro. What were you saying?
Well, basically in 2017.
I've thrown you off with that one. Sorry, you didn't I? Yeah, go on.
In 2000, August. Not August, sorry. Yeah, sorry, August. Beginning of August 2017. There was a massive fire.
Right,
that,
okay.
Cost $10 billion, basically. So the reason behind it was there was this company's electrical wiring had sparked fires off. Well,
so what did they go and 16. Do about it? So basically it was like, if this is causing fires in public residences.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay. So yeah. It's obviously their wiring faults.
Yeah.
And it's down to the electric company. I don't won't play the song again, but it's down to the electric company. Yeah. The electric company to sort it out.
Yeah. They were responsible for the payment of, you know, the damage that had been made. So it was a £10 billion bill. So basically the company turned round to the government and said, look, if anything like this happens again, we can't be responsible for it now because
the government have bailed them out and fixed the problem. But this is the thing, isn't it? It's like you can't, as a company, if you provide a service, you're being paid for that service. That's what your income's based on.
But they're saying they go bankrupt.
You can't go for a government fucking bailout.
Oh, they did worse than that. Basically, they ended up 2 weeks after that statement had come out, and where the legislator had been going to the courts and changing the law and saying basically if any damage happens because of their equipment, they're not liable.
Negligence.
Yeah, and it passed, basically. 2 weeks later, on the 31st in California, it was passed. So about a month later, another set of fires happened. Now, do you remember we were talking about these houses that were burnt down, but none of the green around it had?
Right, okay.
In California, and I was going on about how it was... There was a story going around that group of aliens were living there, and basically they could only come out at certain times. Someone knew about it and, like, you know, try to kill them, basically.
I'm going to kill those aliens.
Yeah, basically, because it was weird because all the houses and buildings were totally destroyed, but none of the greenery had...
And isn't that a weird sort of reverse on the trend? Because normally it's usually the grass that's burnt and flattened and wrecked, and then other bits aren't. You
paradise.
Know.
It was that. It was in the paradise one, where there was a few people who died. I think, if I'm right, there was 85 people who lost their lives on that.
What? And do you think that? And was this down to this electric company's negligence and faulty wiring?
Yeah, it seems to have been. Because satellite images shown that two sparks, because it was two different areas.
Now, is this down to a kind of an overload at the plant, and it's, you know, overloaded?
Looks like faulty wiring all the way through.
But I know, but if there's a kind of a surge at the source, then it's gonna blow lesser means further down the line.
Yeah,
so if I've got a residential house,
it.
You know, and it's not too far from the you know, range has got a little to do with it, I suppose, but
yeah.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, people, but like, if there's a surge at the source, then if your house isn't adequately surge breakered and stuff, where it'll cut your electric off if there is a surge, then
and you're fucked, basically.
And your house is going to catch on fire. Do you know what I mean, basically? So if it's a case that the electric company is not, you know, they've cut corners and they've using shoddy fucking, you know, resources when they were fitting it, yeah, originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if it was down to the resident to make sure that their house was up to code to match improvements made by the electric company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's two in equal problems with it, because if you turn around to the company and go, right, all right, then you'll go bankrupt. Right, well, you better make provisions for you to leave this company.
Oh, of course,
pass it
yeah.
on to another
yeah,
one,
of course,
but it will
yeah.
take
well,
ages to do.
It's if you it, what so you're saying? Well, it's like any company, isn't it? If you're going bankrupt, it, the thing is,
but they're getting away with
it.
That.
Seems to me it's because they're an amenity.
Yeah,
like that they're getting away with it. If it was Nike or any other company, and they were like, oh, we're going bankrupt,
they won't because of their yeah. jobs.
The government won't bail them out, but it's because people rely on that plant. They can't just close the plant tomorrow.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because that means a fucking 100 million people won't have fucking power,
yeah,
or whatever, the media area won't have power. They can't close it down, so the government have to step in because they can't see all their citizens fucking down without power until another electric company takes over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can appreciate why that they've bailed them out, but it's not a case of that they should be held responsible for.
Oh, they
that.
Were actually made responsible for the electrical, it was an electrical transmitter line that started the fire.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it had already been through the courts and all of that. And it was the deadliest wildfire in California's history. And it's
so,
not only
so
that.
This was the, so it was actually the fucking electric company that sparked that wildfire
yeah.
off.
And yet the people who, the poor people who's having this done to him, are paying the people
oh, obviously,
who've
yeah.
done it.
Yeah, they're paying the people to burn down their fucking
house,
environment.
Yeah. And start all over again.
And then they've got
totally
to rebuild and pay for all their possessions yeah. and rebuild the homes and the lives. And then you've got the fucking electric company going, oh, it's all right, because we're getting government bailouts,
yeah.
so don't
yeah.
worry about
so
it.
So why should we go out? No doubt they've made a deal that, soon as they get back on their feet, they pay the bill off. But till then, how do you know that they won't sell the company to someone else who doesn't realise about this deal? And
well, I think if they were selling,
why don't they go bankrupt
to,
in 10 years'
have to
time?
Kind of, you know, make everything transparent in terms of what their business dealings are, and
yeah,
especially if it's gone public to this extent
and then go
as
bankrupt.
Well. Oh, they could do.
You know what I mean? And
yeah,
go,
yeah.
right, well, we don't have to fit the bill. We're all right. We're nice and cushy because we've just sold the company. Bye-bye.
And it's the other guy's
yeah.
problem then,
and
isn't it?
And not only that, it ends up, it turns out, like in October 9th, the one that's just gone. There was,
not this one coming up then?
No.
Right,
they've
okay.
been cutting off power to like 500,000 people.
Okay, for what reason?
Because there might be a fire because of their
faulty equipment. Right,
yeah.
okay.
And not only that, it's the starting, it's not all, it used to be in the south of California that used to have, you know, all these fires all the time. But now they're in the north as well.
Well, this so, is the thing about this is I mean, these fires, when they spread, I mean, look at Australia at the moment. It's,
yeah.
When they spread and it's a mix of kind of dry weather, and then these things happen and it spreads, you know, it's resources, it's manpower, it's trying to keep it under control, and sometimes I think it's like with Australia at the moment, it's
yeah.
like they've got to the point now where just what they'd normally do to tackle a blaze like that just doesn't work. Do you know, I think they're at their very wit's end and end of the line rope-wise, you know, in terms of what they can do, do you know?
Yeah,
But like these ones in the States, it's
sounding like
it's
the companies are starting it and not taking the consequence.
Well, it's different
action.
When it's not a natural a disaster, yeah. like it's just something that, like you say, it's arid conditions and, like, you know,
yeah.
it's baking hot sun.
It's because of the winds
and
the winds and heat,
and it just happens. It's tinderbox and it goes up. But, like, when it's an actual company's responsibility and it's their fucking fault, basically, then they should be held accountable. They should be kind of the CEO of that company should be fucking sacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they should be looking at restructuring, getting a new sort of you know, a new sort of way, you know, yeah. a new safer, revamped version of their service, where they go out and they go, right, okay, we're going to turn the power off, but because it's not because we're worried that there's going to be fires, we're convinced there probably will be, and that's why we're fixing the problem, and that's why power's going off. It's not going off because we're trying to prevent the fires, we're trying to fix the problem.
But like in America, they're like the environmental, you know, people of America, you know what I mean? Because they're the ones that, you know, Arnie was in control of them, and they were going all green, trying to get, you know, green as possible, which, as far as I'm aware, they've done an all right job. So all that work of keeping the green,
it's gone up in smoke. Yeah.
Have killed people.
Kill people, wildlife. Yeah.
So that's corporate manslaughter that they're getting away with as well.
No, they shouldn't be getting away with it. I think, like, if you're in the States, especially in California, if you're listening, you know, I'd try and do something locally about this, because, you know, obviously, if you have been affected by it, then it's an angle
check
that check it out, because that's an angle there that you need to investigate, because
it will be
it's
on
not only that, it's you know, you keep allowing these big companies with zero accountability to get away with this stuff, and then the only alternative is you go self-sufficient, right? Yeah. In terms of electricity and stuff like that,
and solar powered
wind powered stuff like that.
But you know,
Safety regulations, I think that you probably find you'd end up with more small fires and homes burning down, because people don't really know, or they DIY it, or the, you know, the.
Well, I suppose you can send out engineers to help, but like,
of course,
you know, at a price. But it's the actual cherry on top of the fucking cake is that every year that they have to pay. Which I thought was disgusting. The Rothschilds investment group, a collection of billions to them.
The Rothschild group who own this electric company?
They own parts of it, yeah.
Right, okay. So it's these billionaires who have actually got the money to sort the problems and reimburse families.
Could it be done on purpose?
How do you mean? What do you mean?
As in, right, force people to actually go into... being more using your own solar power.
Well, why would that? I mean, at the end of the day, like you say, it's people like the Rothschilds who have got investment in big power companies, power, gas, water, any of your major, your big, what is it they call them?
The big six.
Yeah, right. You know, those are essentials.
Get away from that,
they're essentials, things that people can't live without. They can't power the washing machine or the fucking whatever, yeah. And it's
but for the last 20 years,
you're held hostage by the fact that we need these amenities. So if I was a billionaire, then of course, yeah. Why do you think they're on the monopoly board? The water places, the electric company,
they are
properties and facilities that people can't, the guaranteed money makers is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
right.
Well, this will make them money if they decide to, because they're putting.
You're going to make more money if you cut corners. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me, but it's the fact that what they're going to do about it now to make the situation better, and are they going to invest money into the revamp of this company to make sure that the people who are using it are safe? Yeah. The area's safe.
That's going to cost billions.
Conservation's not going to be affected.
Rothschilds won't like that.
You know, fucking the myriad of fucking reasons why, you know, you should take a bit of accountability and responsibility.
It just shows you how close industry, bankers, and the New World Order is so closely together, and how things.
They literally have. It's not even a case of bypassing it. They own everything. It's like
we're passing the buck.
It's literally like being on a monopoly board. You own the electric company. You own the water companies. You own the media outlets. So basically, you're only warm because of us. You only get washed because of us.
You only get entertainment
that we choose and deem suitable for you. Yeah.
Unless you got pirate.
It's not even a case of if you listen to people like us, quality, yeah. But like, you know, the fact is, it's like the mainstream sort of amenities and facilities that are available to people yeah. are controlled yeah. by the highly people controlled. Who we don't want to be being controlled by. Yeah. yeah. And it's, yeah, it's fucking fucked up world we're living in.
My thing, man. We're all free, but like, you
oh,
know,
no, 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 no,
well,
no,
we're supposed
no.
to be all free.
It's an illusion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an illusion of freedom, yeah. You get to
we're
walk around
to
and you all get to roam around and pretend to be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. But ultimately, if you don't play ball, right, if you decide tomorrow, yeah, and nah, fuck this, I ain't playing with these dickheads anymore. I don't want to be in part of society, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to work, right? I don't want to work a part of society. That's bullshit, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? So... all right then, well, you're not going to work, then obviously you've got nowhere to live, right? So that yeah. means you're on the streets, right?
Got no
so
money to get
at
paid.
Least you've got your fucking, you know, your thingy about him.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my self-respect because I'm not paying into the system,
yeah.
right? But then
well,
you've
then
got
how are you going to survive?
But then you can't survive. No, it's like you cannot survive in this world unless you play the game,
yeah.
right? And they know you rely on playing the game and making the world so appealing that
yeah.
with influencers and, you know, like reality shows that show this glamorous life that if you work hard enough, you can do it
yeah.
too.
After taking
and it's
piss
like,
out of half of them. Or
yeah,
most
exactly.
of them.
So it's like, you know, it's you are in a, it's a perpetual motion machine.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
they want you to aspire, so you work hard
yeah.
and earn money, yeah, because that's all going back into the system.
Yeah,
yeah?
Because every country is its own actual company. Every country.
The only way you can really, really, truly do it is if you go super off grid, no. yeah, and you go and live in the fucking Alaskan wilderness or something, yeah, because. It's the only way you can physically get away from the system because
you'd have to
have
no
you're
protein,
so self.
Nothing.
You'd have to know you would get protein and stuff because you'd hunt. You'd be you'd
yeah.
learn to be a self-sufficient.
But you
person.
Won't be able to have a house there or anything like that because, especially in Britain, if you do that, you will be taxed for it.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. Well,
so there's no way you can have a house. The only way you could possibly do it is have a cave or something like that.
Literally,
but
literally like
then,
a natural formation. Yeah. Now this was here before I just moved in.
But if you end up having electric in it and end up having
it's
water
a dwelling.
In it,
yeah, yeah,
it's
considered
dwelling
a
in,
dwelling,
yeah,
yeah,
and you'll get taxed for it.
Twats.
Yeah.
You can't
you
get away
I mean?
With you cannot
well,
get away with just living off grid and being your own fucking man, can
yeah.
you? It's crazy.
It's the same with the car situation that you have to have the license. You have to have this, that, and the other, but you don't if you're a traveller because the license.
Nah, personally, just... I like modern living. I like you know.
I like modern living,
yeah, and
but
the thing is, but it's like you. I mean,
for what purpose? Though?
Well, it just means
no
it just feels like you're doing more working than you are living.
Yeah.
So it's like the and for the little you get at the end of it after
yeah.
paying your
yeah.
way,
yeah,
yeah, and after paying your bills and yeah. your rent and your roof over your head or your mortgage or whatever.
Most people
yeah.
can't go out and
no, you can't go out and enjoy
no
yourself.
Yeah.
It's just a case. Of that you're working to survive
yeah
and when you've got people who are working to survive they've got young families or
yeah.
got you know and
all
they
the
can literally just afford to get the bills paid and feed the kids and
yeah.
you're going hungry because that's all you know your
yeah,
wage allows
you have to pay this that and the other
it's funny isn't it but like you know
funny old world
it's a funny old world
it is
but
hopefully
I think like
changed.
Companies like this the electric company what were they called again
PG&E.
Yeah. Yeah, there's fucking places, people like this, they need to get their acts together. Do you know what it reminds me of? Like, again, The Simpsons, where you've got
yeah.
some dumbass like Homer Simpson as your safety officer.
Well,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's like, I think a lot of people can coast in jobs, do you know,
yeah.
where they can get away with not doing very much, but make it look like they're doing stuff. And then all of a sudden, a decade later, the shit hits the fan, and... things fail
yeah
and it's too late by then because
yeah.
it was like
you know it makes me want to go out and actually be one of them cocksucker managers right at the top of the bill
what so you can have
so
a
I
say.
Can get away with fucking murder
well
I could do anything
the
and then walk
but that's
away.
The point isn't it because people get to that point where they go well I'm gonna get to the top so I can do that then it's not a we need more people saying I want
to
get to the top so I can change it and
yeah.
make things better then
yeah but a lot
then
of them
just,
say that like
and then just go
and
oh
presidents.
Well I want to get to the top just so I can take advantage of the system too
yeah Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think there's too many people out there who were saying, who were acting and behaving that way. It's not a case of you get to the top to, you know, with power comes great responsibility, as one Uncle Ben once said. Yeah. And if you've got that power, then you've got a responsibility. You should be using it for fucking good, not for...
Yeah, but it's the shoulder pushes,
isn't it? Not for lining your own pockets. That's the difference.
It's the shoulder pushes. You do this for me. I know what you did in that.
Well, this is it, isn't it? It's like you've got the people. It's like we're all on the take. You're on the take too. Yeah. And if you don't
control,
if you don't take, then you're dodgy. Then and I don't trust you because
you won't get anything.
What stops you from grassing me up now? Do you know? I understand that.
There's a lot of dodginess, but
you need
cleaning up. But you know. Time will tell. Hopefully the Alliance is doing it.
Well, there you go, time.
That's
is.
Another thing I forgot to say about. The Pfizer report has been dropped.
The Pfizer report,
it's a report in America that the investigating the FBI for the instance of investigating Trump of the allegations of Russia...
And the elections.
But there's a Wallace, I think it's a Wallace report that's coming up mid-year, which has got a lot of other stuff.
They can't get him out, though, can they? They're trying every approach, but you know.
There is going to be some surprises early this year on who's going to be in that report and who's going to get done.
Okay.
Apparently, there's something to look forward to, isn't it? Apparently, there's a lot of surprises in it. This is what I've heard.
We'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah, we will.
Well, hope you've enjoyed this week's midweek episode. Yeah. We've been just basically shooting the shit tonight, so I hope you've enjoyed it. I think that was a really interesting topic and, like, you know, story. I think there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Makes me want to go out and investigate companies, man, if I had the wealth.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, well, you can do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I ain't got the wealth all the time.
There's ways of just, you know, of researching and finding out. But
to a certain degree,
It's like you want to turn up on the doorstep and say, I'm here for an audit.
Yeah. Audit, man. Yeah, you're fucking first on that one.
Got me clipboard, bro. I've got hivers in a clipboard, mate. I'm here and I'm serious.
As soon as we leave Europe, I'm knocking on their door. Yeah, I'm auditing you, mate, first, before we fuck off. You or us. Bam, bam, bang.
Sitting it. This is what I was saying about fucking. Oh, well, that's a whole other topic we'll go into. Next week, we are going to be talking about what we're talking about. We're talking about the price of fish. We're talking about boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, one big boat in particular.
One big boat, yeah.
And
a load of sailors.
Really cool. A load of seamen.
Yeah, there was definitely a load of seamen.
So we're talking about big boat and seamen this week on Never a Straight Answer. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss that and miss any episodes. There's plenty of episodes now available. Almost 100, well, 70.
70
episodes.
Well, if you count the
there is actually with extras and everything else, mate, there's like getting on nearly 200 episodes of content available for your perusal and download. All great topics.
Yeah.
We don't talk about any old shit on this podcast, I tell you.
Go out, investigate, and bring what we find.
So, if you're interested in paranormal, weird stuff, aliens, UFOs, conspiracies, anything like that, you know where
we're
to go. Go and check out some of the older episodes if you're new.
Yeah.
And if you are new, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Tell your friends. We're here all the time. We're here when you need us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and we're very vocal on the old Twitter as well. So if you want to chat with us or you want to send us an email, you've got a real life story that you want to share with us and you think that we might find it interesting and want to base an episode around.
If we do, we'll talk about it.
The Outer Body Experiences episode before Christmas. It was a pretty cool one. All based on a listener email. It got a story for us, email us at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go over to the website. You can contact us through there.
Yeah.
There you can find news articles written by myself, EJ, and Taylor.
Yeah.
Also, there's all those are available in the case files.
Case files. We've got videos and that in there. Information,
links, associated stuff that's based around the web episode. You can find downloadable content, YouTube clips, everything's on the website.
Woodies,
and that's
as well.
At neverastraightanswer.co.uk. Anything else we want to talk about?
Sure. Price of fish.
If you want to help us out and help us get some fish, Yes. No, I don't want some fish. No. I want, you know what? I want to bloody eat. I want to keep me electric on.
I want a quid or two.
I want to be able to help power me house. Yeah, right. If you want to help us out, you can get over to Patreon. Yeah. Donate us what you can, basically. There's some extra content and more will be going up when we get some more Patreons, I suppose. Yeah.
We need more Patreons
to warrant us putting more content up because it's like literally like not that many. But. And as well, I always watch YouTube and I watch the most random YouTube channels and they all go, oh, here's our list of Patreons. And it's got like about 500. And I'm like, how the hell?
You know, 500 people. You've gone on Facebook, haven't you?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
If you want to get on Patreon, help us out. Stick a quid in the pot. You know, if you like what we do, we've put a lot of effort in. But yeah, if you like what we do, subscribe. That'll do us. Like us. All that stuff. Share us. And we'll catch you next week.
We will.
On another episode of Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah.
I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out. Fish fingers.
Milking the fish fingers.
Yeah, I am. I like fish today.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.